The following is a Des Moines Sears Media production.
Good morning, and welcome to the Creating Positive Energy podcast with me, David Sears. I am a huge college football fan, especially of the University of Alabama. Unfortunately, my beloved Tide were absolutely annihilated by Indiana University 38-3 in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. The Tide were simply outmatched that day. The Hoosiers, led by their Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza, only won by 35 because they pulled up in the fourth quarter. But there was a bright side for me from that loss. I was able to hear Mendoza speak more. This young man is truly someone who has his head on straight. Let me give you a little background on Fernando. Fernando Mendoza Jr. is a Miami native who attended the same high school, Christopher Columbus High School, as Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal, who teamed there with Mendoza's father, also named Fernando. The younger Mendoza grew up less than a mile away from the University of Miami campus and attended games at Hard Rock Stadium, but never played there. Mendoza did not receive a scholarship offer from Miami after graduating from high school because he was a two-star recruit. He reached out to Alabama, Clemson, South Carolina, LSU, and other big-time college programs. He started his college career at Cal Berkeley, where he redshirted his freshman year before taking over the starting job midway through his redshirt freshman year. His redshirt sophomore year in 2024 saw improvement, where he threw for 3,004 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. He entered the transfer portal after the season and ended up at Indiana because he thought it was the best place to help him develop for the NFL. Now this former two-star returns to his hometown to play for a national championship as a Heisman-winning quarterback and the probable number one pick in the NFL draft this spring. And while he faces immense pressure with all of these responsibilities, he turns to his values to help calm his nerves. Fernando Mendoza Sr. instilled in his three sons the importance of discipline, responsibility, and hard work. Fernando talks about a lesson his father shared with him when he started his quarterback journey. Talent means nothing without discipline and consistency. Mendoza Jr. used these teachings to help get to where he wanted to be. After the Hoosiers soundly defeated Oregon in the semifinals 56-22, Fernando Jr. had this exchange with the reporter.
Guys that are 21, 22 years old, they chase instant gratification and kind of just ride with that. You two, and then along with really this whole team, reach these high highs, but you're able to reset. Just how are you able to week in, week out as you approach a national championship game?
Yeah, I would say delayed gratification is a concept that, you know, was brought up by Stoicism and by the Stoics. And I think it's one of the greatest attributes. If you're able to have delayed gratification, discipline in yourself and discipline in your process and preparation, you're able to execute every single week. Like, you know, this play or this game is the national championship game. Like, this game is the most important thing. And so I think that a lot of players and a lot of coaches and just everybody in Bloomington has done a great job of, you know, upholding that concept of delayed gratification and discipline throughout all aspects of our lives. When there's a lot of distractions, and, you know, especially with the Big Ten championship and, you know, the Heisman and all the other things, I think our team has done a great job of keeping that delayed gratification at the forefront.
That audio courtesy of Indiana University Athletics. Can you imagine the self-discipline it takes as the big man on campus to have that level-headed a response? The maturity he shows there is something that is truly inspiring. Delayed gratification is amazing if you're able to master that skill. I will be honest with you. I struggle immensely with delaying gratification. That, combined with my mental health problems, led to lots of binge eating. I struggle with impulse buys as well. But I'm not alone. Many times, we as people tend to take what we want immediately without waiting to get something better. We do an impulse buy instead of saving the money for a rainy day. We eat the treat now and skip the gym because the treat is here and the gym is hard. A very famous Stanford study from the 1960s actually taught us a lot about delayed gratification and the ties to success. The experiment was very simple. Children were given one marshmallow and told that if they could wait 15 minutes without eating the marshmallow, they would receive a second marshmallow. The lead researcher found that the children who were able to wait for the second marshmallow without eating the first one scored higher on standardized tests, had better health, and were less likely to have behavior problems. I want to give you hope on how to master delaying gratification for Mark Manson, the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. It's the F word, if you were wondering. Number one, out of sight, out of mind. On a diet, don't buy junk food. If you live with someone who does buy junk food, ask them to put it where you can't see it. If you know you will buy a Coke at a gas station, don't go in, just buy gas. If you know that you're prone to buying things on Amazon that you don't need, avoid the website. If you have to, have your roommate or spouse change the password and only let them log in when you absolutely need something. Number two, remind yourself of what you're giving up. Ask yourself what you're sacrificing in the future for what you're doing now. If you're a smoker, do you really want to be on oxygen at your child's wedding? If you're overweight, do you really want to struggle climbing stairs or playing with your grandkids? Stop and remind yourself of the costs when you're about to engage in that destructive habit. Highlighting the losses associated with choosing immediate gratification over delayed gratification can work. Number three, have realistic, time-bound goals. You have to believe that delaying gratification will lead to something good. You have to be realistic. Losing a large amount of weight and keeping it off requires lifestyle changes. You cannot lose 100 pounds in 3 months and expect to keep it off forever unless you lose limbs or other catastrophic injuries. You have to have a plan of eating healthy, exercising, and getting enough sleep. Write down your plans and stick to them. You will stumble, you will relapse, but don't let it become a regular occurrence. Stick to the plan. Number four, learn to work with your emotions. Emotional health is important. We as humans tend to engage in self-destructive behavior because we're wired that way. Therapy is important in learning how to become an emotionally mature person and channeling your anger and hurt into something productive. Number five, hang out with the right people. You have to surround yourself with people who won't tempt you to do the wrong thing. Join a weight loss group. Go to AA. Hang with non-smokers. Go to bars that don't allow smoking. Avoid people who spend lavishly. A study done in 2018 shows that children delay gratification better when they're engaged in ritualistic behavior that primes them to see delaying gratification as what everyone else does, and when witnessing someone doing similar behaviors, they adapt them. As I conclude, I want you to consider these questions. Are you able to wait for the things you really want, even if it involves sacrificing pleasure and satisfaction now? Do you make decisions based on your life purpose or on what feels good now? Do you sometimes give up too soon? Can you think of a time when you accomplished a difficult task? How did it make you feel about yourself when you accomplished that difficult task? What were the results of waiting? Do you pursue temporary pleasure and avoid temporary pain? We can always do better and must continue to seek to improve ourselves. That all starts with delayed gratification. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Creating Positive Energy. Please like, share, and subscribe. The show and all past episodes are available on all major podcasting platforms. If you would like to advertise on this show or any other show on Des Moines Sears Media, feel free to message me on X at @DavidSears1982, on Instagram at @DavidSears1982, or email me at DavidSears1982@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on those platforms as I tweet a lot and post lots of memes and inspirational memes. I look forward to sharing positive things with you every day and growing this show with listeners and like-minded people like you. I'm David Sears, and remember that today is a great day to have a great day.
The proceeding has been a Des Moines Sears Media production.